This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Developing Islamic Lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, we know that the mercy of both the worlds, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has informed us of how to shape our lives and develop Islamic lifestyle through the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's learn from the best. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Whoever performs recommended prayers, Allah will prescribe for him or her a discharge from the fire. Whoever performs a daily salah, prayers, he or she is going to have the equal reward of 70 salat in other months." Brothers, sisters, we know it's a bit difficult while you're fasting. It's a bit difficult to get up and pray. But look at the incentives here. Allah has made wajib for us to pray 5 times a day, right? Now we have to do it. It's out of Allah's mercy that He's going to reward us 70 times more than an ordinary prayer. So this is where it becomes better to offer all our prayers, even the qadha prayers, while you're fasting. "Whoever sends frequently salawat on me," Prophet says, "Allah will make his or her positive account increase when it's going to decrease." Now, what can be easier than that? Just sending salutations and salawat on Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. So, see how Allah is making it easy for us to accumulate the reward. Then Prophet says, "Whoever recites an ayah from the Holy Quran, she will be rewarded the equal reward of reciting the whole Quran in other months." Again, look at the incentive and the mercy of Allah. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing how to develop an Islamic lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to establish and develop an Islamic lifestyle, Islamic viewpoint, and Islamic worldview. How do we do that? This is through the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, who have informed us of those golden principles and rules through which we can unlock this mystery. Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "O people, verily the gates of paradise are open in this month," talking about the month of Ramadan. "Ask your Lord not to close them to you. And the gates of hell are closed in this month. Ask your Lord not to open them to you. Devils are handcuffed. Ask your Lord not to give them a free hand to you." When the sermon was over, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible and immaculate Imam, stood up and asked the Prophet, "What was the best action in that month?" The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The best action in this month is to restrain from whatever Allah has prohibited and forbidden." Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are so bent on and hell-bent on and keen on performing certain tasks in order to seek pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is more important than performing tasks is to drop the tasks that Allah doesn't want us to practice. So staying away from what is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it by far is the most important spiritual tip that I've heard from all of the scholars of Akhlaq and Irfan. So this is something that we need to keep in mind throughout the holy month of Ramadan. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.